News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland's Midwest has the lowest survival rates for cancer. That is according to the latest National Cancer Registry report. And Dr. Michael McCarthy, consultant medical oncologist and secretary of the Irish Society of Medical Oncology, joins us. Good morning to you, Michael. Really interesting stuff across all the papers. Basically, what it is saying is that a postcode divide existed or may still exist for survival rates for many cancer. And the reason I say existed is this study is based on 2009 to 2018. And that was sort of when cancer was reorganised in this country. Tell us what you make of it all.
Hi, Ciara. Thank you for inviting me on. So I guess on the face of it, it's important to acknowledge that the delivery of cancer care is a complex process. It's a complex system. And so it's difficult to know on the face of it what are the explanations that underlie these differences across the country. But if I was to look into it, one of the first things I would recognise is that cancer care for some time now has been truly a multidisciplinary process.
Yeah.
You need cancer surgeons, radiotherapists, oncologists, nurses, pharmacists, and a wide range of disciplines. And for example, if somebody was to come for a cancer operation to any hospital, you need the cancer surgeon, you need operating theatre space, you need staff nurses in the theatre, you need an inpatient bed, you need staff nurses on the ward, you might need intensive care. And if any of those things fall through, the operation is cancelled. And one of the things that I guess is pointed out with the pay and number strategy, or one of the shortfalls in the pay and number strategy, is there doesn't seem to be a connection at the heart of that between demand on cancer services and allocation of resources across the country. This is something that...
Okay, so you're saying timely interventions not happening at the time that they're required will have an impact on outcomes, but that there doesn't seem to be a joined up thinking between the throughput of patients in various cancer centres and the amount of resources or staffing, etc., allocated to them. So therefore, timely interventions are getting messed about. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think so. But I guess the broader point is that on the face of it, it might be the case that you have equal distribution of consultant cancer surgeons or consultant oncologists, but for those people to deliver their work, it's dependent on a huge range of underlying disciplines. Okay. And if any of those disciplines fall through, it creates problems.
One of the caveats in this, because I mean, I think people reading this morning in the papers will be worrying, because you know that a postcode divide and survival rates for cancer would worry anybody. Mm. And there are lots of things in here saying things like bowel, lung and female breast cancer survival rates lower in the Midwest than the national average. Prostate cancer lower survival rates in Dublin and the Northeast. So there does seem to be this sort of postcode lottery. But I suppose what I'm asking you is this is based from 2009 onwards. There was a reorganisation of cancer services during that period. The centres of excellence were developed, all of that stuff. Is this reflected today, still now, do you believe, or have things levelled out, or can you even say that?
Well, it's difficult to say. You know, in 10 years' time, we will know. But what I would say is that, you know, through the work of the NCCP to designate cancer centres, like I think things broadly are moving in the right direction.
Okay.
And it wouldn't surprise me to learn in the future that this has been corrected already. But I think, again, the key thing to focus on going forward is that the connection between the demand on services and the allocation
throughput of patients and a very good point and well made. I suppose, lastly, if it is, as you say, that we discover in the next 10 years that this has been corrected, does that mean, I suppose, that the reorganisation of cancer services was a success, which is what we were hoping for, because obviously cancer services were being delivered outside of centres of excellence for a long time and survival rates were always going to be poorer there?
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, there's many people before my time, probably in practice, have contributed to that, to building that system. And clearly there's evidence from international centres that concentrating for surgery, for concentrating cancer operations in designated centres, it does improve long-term outcomes. And that has been achieved already in Ireland today. So we hope that...
We hope that we'll see better figures than this in the years to come. Look, thank you very much for that. That is Dr. Michael McCarthy, their consultant medical oncologist and secretary for the Irish Society of Medical Oncology. It may be, Shane, that this story is not as bad as it looks because it is a retrospective look back.
The last, let's hope so.
It's 5 and 6 years since the last cases in this cohort were looked at. So...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.